Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr for Eric Johnson because he's back running the board. I'm at the Prairie Grains Conference, and fresh off the stage again is Daryl Richeson, North Dakota State Climatologist, North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network Director, the biggest draw at this show for decades.
You're making me feel really old.
Well, imagine how I feel. People come here every year to hear your 2026 growing season forecast. But first, we've got winter all of us. We got a serious winter going on.
It has been such a shift. I mean, we get so used to it here, and I don't think it surprises anyone. But when we went to 63 degrees that one year, that one Saturday, and then the next Saturday we had all the snow. And you know, now this month so far we are running about 10, 11 degrees below average. It is, it's nothing unusual, but it's still a big shock when it does happen, no doubt.
Yeah, after our awesome autumn, suddenly it's seriously winter.
Yeah, well, I mentioned it in my talk. The last 3 years in a row now, we've had just incredibly warm autumns. And those three autumns are in the top 10 warmest in Fargo of the, our 140 years of records. Uh-huh. And it's just amazing. So I said to them, there's that poly market now that people bet on the strangest things you find online. Anyway, I said, if you understand the poly market, who would put money down that we're going to get in the top 10 four times in a row next autumn? And everyone's shaking their heads no out in the audience. And I go, to me, it's kind of an easy forecast just playing statistics. Yeah, we might have an average autumn next year, which would still be nice. But any autumn we have next year is going to be a disappointment, I think, because three in a row. And in some ways, because we've had troubles in the spring, all 3 years in some ways help save the corn crop. Just sure. Get us to Black Lair, if we survive that horrible little early freeze on September 6th and 7th this past fall. But it's just been remarkable. When I was looking at those statistics, and I knew it would price something similar to that, I'm just, same thing, even to myself, going, wow, next autumn's going to be disappointing. You just can't do four in a row.
Yeah, people have short memories, too.
Yeah, very much so.
When it comes to the weather. All right, so winter, let's go for the next 3 months. What do you see for the Northern Plains?
I don't know how far below, but I said I thought this winter would be below average for temperatures. Now, next week was pretty mild on a lot of days. But overall, there's just a lot of reasons. And I went through some stats to the audience in the sense that, La Niñas and snow, they always say it's going to be cold and snowy. The reality is a vast majority of the La Niñas are not snowy. They're below average in dry winters. Mm-hmm. But the cold aspect is very high. Then you're talking like 75% or 80% almost of winters do finish average or colder. We've had some phenomenally warm La Niña winters. So I'm always more confident on the cold component. What's going on in the Indian Ocean, the Pacific Decadal Oscillation that I went over today too, that leads to a colder than average winter. It's just, will it be 2 degrees? Will it be 5 degrees? And, that's very noticeable in a heating bill or just the way you feel about a winter.
Yeah.
Snow is the big one. That's the question.
And what do you think there?
Well, I've, in the last month or two that I've been speaking about the winter, I'm leaning towards average, but maybe on the positive side of average. So we might get that extra snowstorm and get 7 or 8 inches above average, which is really, standard deviation wise, still would be considered average. Yeah. But I go anything, even average this winter, will feel bad again because we've had two winters in a row with very little snow. And I do believe this stat is true in Fargo. I do believe Fargo, the last two winter snowfall combined, does not equal average for a single winter, if I remember right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that 50% below average.
Right. Yeah. And 2 years ago was like 30%. Yeah. Of average. I think we only had like 17, 18 inches the entire winter.
Yeah. Well, and we've got a lot of snow to move now, and so maybe we'll have less snow after the first of the year. Well, who knows? I mean,
well, really, who knows? Because so much of our winters, this, you've been in the business forever, and most people that lived here know it, is that so many of our winters come down to one storm.
Yeah.
You know, wow, we got that foot snowstorm, and then it skews your stats the entire winter. But in Fargo, you know, we're still below average for snowfall this winter to this point. Doesn't look, feel like it, but we are.
Yeah, we had a 30-some degree, even 30s today out in western North Dakota, but there, it hit 30-something here, eastern North Dakota. And then we got the big clipper coming through. We've got some 30s for early next week in the forecast. Do we have some crappy weather coming in the second half of next week?
I don't think anything I see next week looks all that big, but it's a long ways out. You know, this clipper that came through on Tuesday, you know, 5 days in advance, I would have said, your typical, anywhere from 1 to 4 inch little clipper type stuff, which, worked really well in a lot of areas, but where we're sitting in Grand Forks, it did not. You know, they got a good half a foot here. But there will be a couple things next week, but we have snow on the ground. I don't know for sure this can happen, but Fargo would have potential for 40, say, next Tuesday.
Yeah.
But this weekend, we'd have, even in Fargo, potential of 25 below.
Easily.
So if that worked out, that's 65 degrees in a very short period of time. And I talked to some ranchers in western North Dakota the last couple of days. They're not happy with the weather.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's just, Daryl, could you make it cold or make it warm? This is nonsense. Then this morning they called me back. It's raining. And I go, I told you it was going to rain this morning too, but it's been really tough on their cattle out there. But I told them, I said, you won't be as cold as the rest of us. But I go, you'll still probably be below zero. And I said, especially like out by Bowman, where one of them was calling. I go, you could hit 50 next week.
Yeah, and confined livestock with that kind of a temperature, differential and the humidity, not good.
So. And then the humidity, and then, of course, it's going to get cold on them again. And, really tough. And I understand their frustration. I joked with one of them. I go, so are you telling me there's a poster, of me, a billboard of me out there? Says wanted dead or alive. He goes, pretty much, Daryl, pretty much. So.
Well, all right. Cold and snowy this winter. Duh. That's never happened before around here. Here's the $64,000 question. Here's the $1 million question. What everybody came for here today, the 2026 growing season. What do you see for next year?
This area was dry last summer. Down in Fargo southward was what? But I just think dry again, like 21, 22, 23, 24, when there's more dry areas than wet areas regionally, will happen again. Whereas this year, most areas were actually wetter than average, except northeastern North Dakota, northwestern Minnesota was drier than average.
Yeah, the 89-year drought didn't happen.
Right. And so that's what I'm thinking for next summer. And temperature-wise, I think it'll be warmer than this summer, but still not necessarily warm. My analogs really are close to average. Which, again, would be an improvement. Most areas this past year were 1 or 2 degrees below, which was really, in many ways, good for the wheat crop, and that's why we're here, Minnesota Wheat sponsor, of course. But, for corn and soybeans, that's why, again, we needed that warm September, and granted, we had the 1-2 bad days, but we did get it this past year. My hunch is we won't get it next year.
Yeah, I snuck around the corner for a little bit, and I saw for the dry 2026 growing season, you got the driest bullseye in northeast South Dakota. Is that what I saw?
To be honest, I would have to relook at the map myself because what I do with that software is I put in my analog years, and it's always fun to me to do this the first time.
Uh-huh.
And because then I'm always pushing the button, and I'll be honest, I'm curious what it's going to say to myself. And there are years I've looked at them just going, nah. That makes no sense to me. And they're back, 8-9 years ago, I would go against my own analogs and regret it. Uh-huh. I wished I would have done that last year. but I still think the United States is long overdue for a drought.
Yeah.
A 2-year drought, like 88-89 type thing. We had 21 where it was pretty regional in the United States. But it's just, to me, it's how quickly is that going to occur? Because there's so many things going on, especially oceanically to me, that would indicate that we should have a really dry summer.
Yeah.
And I hope it never happens, to be honest, you have to forecast. And so I'm just wondering, and I've always said, even in the teens, there's going to be at least one really devastating year in the 2020s. And some people go, well, you got it right from 2021. But I just don't think so. Just think we're just kind of overdue. And in some ways, you never wish bad on human beings. But, a lot of people go, why can't I help it in South America instead?
Yeah.
But things that are going on, so we'll see, and I hope 2026 isn't that year. Because my analog package isn't phenomenally dry, but it is drier than average.
Yeah, and, well, I agree with you. Drought is something that happens up here, and sometimes we do get a two-year dry cycle.
And, yeah. And really, you could argue some areas, like northeastern North Dakota, northwestern Minnesota, has really been drier than average for 5 years. But I would say only one of them was devastating. That was probably 21.
And now they're waiting for the ground to freeze so they can finish harvesting.
Exactly. Yeah. Because these people were wishing for rain because it was so dry. And then I told them, don't wish for rain. And it was a joke. That's the only thing people laughed at me about. But it is. You wish for rain here, and then you get 5 inches instead of just the one that you actually wanted. But anyway, and I think next spring, this past spring, outside that third week in May, which was horrible last year, we started out early in April. I really think November is going to be made up in the spring. You know, our winter started a month later. It's going to extend a month later. So I really think it might be a more of a later April, May start next year and be a little bit more frustrating because we're going to have some more snow to melt. And I just think the cold's going to linger on a little bit longer.
All right. Well, I don't have time to ask you about the price of fertilizer, so maybe that's a good thing. But I'm glad that you were here. Glad we could talk about the weather and look ahead to the next year. A little dry, cold and snowy this winter. But weather that happens in my backyard does not happen in your backyard. I'm in West Fargo, you're in South Fargo, and Grand Forks is different, so there's a wide variance of what happens across the tri-state area.
Why, we have 250 Indon stations.
Very good.
And Mick, before we go, it is so good to see you in person.
Well, likewise. You too. Good. You look good.
You do too.
All right.
We can lie to each other.
Hey, we're meteorologists. We do it all the time. Thank you, Daryl Richeson, North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, North Dakota State climatologist.